Bartlesville High Athletic Activities Director Thad Dilbeck is with us. Former Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport resigned earlier today. And Coach Dilbeck, thoughts from the athletic department perspective on that, and then we can talk about kind of your guys' process moving forward.
Sure. Well, first I want to say we appreciate all that Coach Sport did for not only Bruin football, but in his role as a system AD, all that he did for Bruin athletics. Coach Sport is just going to pursue some other opportunities, we're thankful for the efforts and the foundation that he's put in here, and we just wish him luck.
Obviously, you guys are going to need a new head football coach, and I'm sure time is somewhat of the essence there. Christmas holidays coming up, New Year, all that good stuff. But your guys' timeline, what the process will look like from an athletic department perspective trying to find a new head football coach?
Yeah, Evan, we're certainly going to move forward as quickly as we can, but at the same time, we're not going to we want to find the right person, the next person to lead this program. We'll begin to review candidates throughout the break and as they're received, and we'll make our phone calls and do our homework. More would like to get someone hired as quickly as possible so they can begin to have an impact and an influence on our program, next semester as soon as they can. But sometimes it doesn't always work out as far as the hiring goes. When you're talking about high school sports, depending on who we hire, where they're working, and whether they can get out of their contract and get here, and there's just lots of variables. We're going to make sure that we get the right person in here, but at the same time, just try to expedite things and get that done as quickly as possible.
I know it'll probably depend on a wide variety of things, but maybe just kind of an overview of some of the qualities you and the district would like to see in someone that would be the next football coach.
Well, again, certainly we want someone who understands the business of kids. Ultimately, we want somebody who's going to come in here and build a program that's going to be successful for a long time. We want somebody that's going to come in here and be committed to the football program and committed to this school district and committed to this town. We'd like to have somebody who's had some successful experience, understands what it takes to run a successful football program, all of it, way more than just the X's and O's, but working with young people in all aspects of being successful in high school and working with parents and working with the community and working with our youth sports programs. So there's a lot of expectations, a lot of things that we require out of this position, and certainly feel like that we'll have lots of interest. Bartlesville's got a great reputation as a community. Our school district has a great reputation. There will be interest, and we're anxious to get started and see who our next head coach is going to be.
Thad Dilbeck with us. You touched on this a little bit at the end of the last answer, but take a step back and let's talk about the state of the football program itself. Obviously, there hadn't been a ton of success playoff-wise the last 5-6 seasons. Last time the Bruins were in the top four in their district was that 2015 team, which, of course, was a historic one around here. But certainly there's a lot of things within the athletic department, the school district, and the community that makes this a place where I think you can succeed playing football if you get the right guy committed to staying here and sticking with the program. Do you guys feel like that's the same situation?
Yeah, we're going to go into hiring head coaches for any of our programs with the expectation that we're going to compete with everyone, and then we're going to compete to to have postseason play, and we're going to compete to win championships. So yeah, you know, you bring up last year's record. You know, I talk about being in the business of kids and doing what's right by kids. Let's not shy away from the fact that we would rather be 10-0 than 2-8. We want to be successful. We want to win. We want to win every week, and we want to have a mentality of we're going to go into every game expecting to win.